Jerry.
Hey, Hank, how's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah.
How's it going? Well, I read my fan club newsletter this morning, so how do you think it's going?
I don't know. Hey, could you hang out for a second?
Oh, sure. I can hang out long enough to say penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Penis, vagina. Doesn't sound so clever when it gets thrown right back in your face, does it, Mr. Penis Vagina?
Damn, that song is loud. God damn, it is loud. Is it loud to anyone else, or is that, like, comparatively to the mics and where I gotta keep my headphones to hear my voice, like, at a normal level? That iPod jack is loud as F. God.
It pumps me up. I like it.
Really? I mean, it's okay. I don't have much hearing left. I went to many a concert as a kid, so whatever, what is it, the cilia inside? The fancy hair that in your later years. Yeah, your little hairs, and they die, and they never come back, and all of William Shatner's are dead, so he does commercials. You know what I'm saying? Stop looking at me quizzically, Howard.
No, like, I'm having problems.
You look like a dog that walked in on me masturbating. You're trying to puzzle out what's going on.
Are we going for a walk? What are you doing yourself?
Why is your hand? It just keeps going back and forth. Whatever you needed to do, why isn't it done? Now, is your headphone situation solved? You good?
I'm probably as good as I'm going to get, so.
Crank it up.
There it is. I got to say, though, like, it doesn't sound that loud to me anyway when we do the Motorhead intro. Just cause
maybe it's because I'm getting the audio out of the board straight, but it is deafening.
Because, ironically, like, I'm hungover and it didn't bother me. So,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess part of the problem is I'm with you. Like, not only did I go to a bunch of concerts as a kid, I just went to two this week and spent last night doing competitive karaoke, so.
See, I'm like in the opposite camp. I'm living my later life, like, trying to compensate for what I did. I'll go out even to a bar, and I'm just like, F this! Too loud! Can't hear myself speak. Leaving.
That's it's time to quit that, old man.
I don't like it. I don't like it. If I gotta struggle, it's this weird thing.
I don't
think
it actually bothers you. I think you've just gotten so accustomed to always having things your way because you're like, I'm at home. I can do what I want.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I was like that for maybe like a month once. And then I was like.
For a month? Wow. You are relating to me.
The homebodiness.
I don't. Yeah, it's just loud. It shuts my brain down. I don't know if it's like I'm part autistic or something or what. But if it's just too loud and it's not my volume that's making the loud. It's the same thing like if you just grabbed the scruff of a cat's neck and it just shuts down.
Right.
That's how I am if things are too loud. Damn, we didn't say anything for the entirety of the song.
We said loud like 15 times.
No, but nothing promotionally. Because we got a lot we got to get out there. There's so many. I feel like the RZA, and now I've got all my Wu-Tang Killer Bee family plugging all their side projects. It's not simple anymore. I can't just be like, hey, go out and buy 36 Chambers.
I once met this guy on a bus from New York City to D.C. after I flew back from the Holy Land, and I don't mean Miami.
Oh, my God.
So 12 hours of Jews on a plane, and then I got like on this bus.
Was there just lots of haggling when the food cart came by?
Okay, so these girls were 2 hours late, and we had to wait for them because there was a group of 20 of them. And they were stuck in Israeli traffic, which I don't know if you've ever seen Israeli people drive, but it's insane.
I bet it's just a bunch of cars running out of gas because everyone's like, we can go 5 miles on this, 10 kilometers.
That explains all the
cars
on the side of the road.
Every 4 feet, yeah.
No, it was insane. So I get on the bus and there's this guy and he's like, yeah, I used to be on the Wu-Tang Clan.
Was he black?
Yeah.
Okay, because the way you made it sound, you're on like, Israel, you know, like Tel Aviv Air.
Oh, no.
And it's just some guy with the curly Q sideburns. And he was like, yeah, I was Capadonna for a while. I was the first Capadonna.
And then somebody's like, yeah, that guy's in a side project of Wu-Tang's.
If you are the first woman who was ever hit on by someone saying they're in the Wu-Tang, there were so many side projects of Wu-Tang.
So you mean doing him in the bathroom bus?
Exactly.
Was a waste of my talents.
You were not the first woman suckered thus.
I was like, woo, tang.
Exactly. You're like, so what can I hear you on? And he's like, do you know of Sons of Man? And you're like, no, I don't. Killabee Army? No. Sorry. Gravediggers? No.
I think
they did so much. And there's only nine of them. There's nine real members. That's a debate for another time. For our spin-off Wu-Tang podcast. Right now, we're here doing Papa's Basement, and I'm turning up the headphones until I just hear me at a deafening level. Oh, that's good. See, this isn't harsh in my ears. This is just beautiful. Like, I hear my voice, and it's just angelic and powerful, like God speaking through the clouds.
But yet you don't like to listen to the podcast?
No, I hate it after the fact. But during it, just hearing my voice in stereo being pumped back into my ears, lovely. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm the host, John Papa Giorgio. That's why everything's called Papa.
Yeah.
The website's in Papa's Basement. The show's Papa's Basement.
Is that a .org?
No, it's .com.
Oh.
Look at you. InPapa'sBasement.com.
I learned a thing or two in my radio time.
Nice, nice, nice. I like it. We do this, I guess, a lot of the Saturdays lately. We're back up to 50%. We're going to say that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a live episode. If you go to fcac.org/WEBR, I feel bad. We don't really mention that we do that from the Fairfax studios, but we do.
They can hear us right now, you know.
You know, they're fine. Okay. They're out there playing Minecraft or whatever and eating all the leftover Halloween candy. Or is it all gone already?
It's all gone. Okay. I raced back here from the bathroom so I wouldn't be late.
They did it. They did it already.
Well, and I stopped to look because I like a free nosh.
We do represent for Fairfax County Public Access Radio. You're welcome.
There you go. We do. I've always thought if I ever do make it, they're the only thing I will ever give money to.
That's cool.
Like,
that would be cool.
Virginia Tech, UVA, George Washington. George Washington, which is Jewier than that flight you took. Literally the instant I graduated, they were like, hey, you want to give money back? I'm like, I do every month. It's called my student loan payment. Screw you. You'll never see a dime.
That is good tactics.
They just have balls upon balls.
I was about to say, are you sure? Because people were getting like bar mitzvahed on the plane. I'm not kidding. And I was like, are you sure that was Jewier? That's pretty Jewy.
Ooh, no. GW is very Jewy. It's like a little Israeli oasis inside D.C.
I need to go visit this.
You can hang with your people. You can get out the Papa's Basement.
Everyone
modify the we'll just modify the cover of the you know, what is that, the banner at the top, and do my head, but then give me the little rabbi hat. And what's their rabbi scarf?
I don't know, the thing,
the Jew scarf. Yeah, there's Jew scarf, Jew hat, Jew sideburns.
I'm a terrible Jew.
I don't
but
know
I was
any
just
of
thinking,
their
I'm gonna
real
get,
terms.
We should make your shirt, turn it into Hebrew, send it to Israel. It'll get huge.
It probably
Israelis
would,
love pop stuff.
Really.
Because
people,
love us.
They sound like the Japanese.
I think this is an excellent way for foreign people to learn English. I'm just going to put that out there.
What, this show?
Yeah.
Simple English.
I mean, yeah, they'll be fit for a life as a dishwasher. They can curse properly. God, you had headphone issues. I'm having them too. It almost sounds like a frog is riveting every like eight
That's
seconds
cool.
in my ear. Oh, it's great. Yeah. In no way will it throw me completely off my game and turn this one into a real clunker.
Hey, no problem. We'll
all
make
right.
A show about us.
All right. Let's do all the damn plugs. So you got your InPapa'sBasement.com. That's where you go for the show. We got two episodes a week that go up. You got your Monday and you got your Thursday. I'm explaining this the same way that Joe Pesci explained to the showgirl how you can bang that pink veal for 2 weeks. It'll never be tender. You got your white milk-fed veal.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You got that. You go to your InPapa'sBasement.com. From there, you got your two shows a week. You got my writing. There's a bunch of that. You've got the link to the Facebook page. That's got, like, silly pictures of cats doing crap. Who doesn't like that? I mean, I've been tormenting Arena with this one cat picture I found for weeks now.
King Cat?
King Cat. It's just this weird cat being coronated by three, like, flying little angels. And then I took a second shot where I just zoomed in on King Cat's face. And now, like, just for punctuation, every fourth text we send back and forth, she just gets King Cat's face.
It's scary. I'm starting to kind of like it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like the face of face of God himself peering down at you. Maybe a Big Brother thing.
Last time you sent it to me, I was like, because I just watched The Master last night. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is like the repetitive tactics they use in The Master.
Yeah, just stare at King Kat until the word G-O-D slips out of your lips.
I can't stop thinking about him now.
Whiskers. Yeah.
He's in my head.
He will look at you forever through all eternities. These two lovely people that I've been talking to, I'm not a schizo. There's more than just me at Papa's Basement on Twitter. We've also got Howard Heasy. I don't know. I can do your full name now. That's been a while.
Maybe. What about my DJ name? You going to do my DJ name?
I'll do your DJ name, too. I'll do the F out of that one. You're right. At Ezra GP. Like Ezra spelled.
What? I'm not at Ezra GP.
Well, okay. That's your Twitter handle.
No,
DJ.
It's no longer. I changed my Twitter handle.
Oh, my. Why do you make it so hard? I try to listen and learn and get your material
out
there.
This is the final answer. This is the final answer on Twitter.
The last guy who had a final solution did some bad things.
So. I think he got drunk and listened to the show and heard me probably joning on him about the Twitter name because he texted me and he's like, are you happy? I changed it.
You were so pissed. You were so pissed because I ignored you the first time when you suggested a change.
All right, what
pissed.
Is it?
I was just saying it was
better. If the good people want to get a hold of co-host / DJ / lover
Howard
slash
Highland
Wu-Tang Clan member,
aka exactly. Howard Heasy, aka Ezra GP. You can find me on Twitter at what the f in Heasy.
Oh,
it's better than an ad Ezra GP
because I've never seen it. I'm going to walk you through what everyone who just heard that is thinking. So it's what the f letter f.
Yes.
Or is it?
It's the letter F.
In E F F I N, like we're
the spelled. Kids will get this. The kids are gonna understand. It's an F as in the letter F. What the F?
Okay. Well, hopefully we're
and I.
My child audience has picked up on it because I didn't.
Despite what some of your listeners say, I don't sound black enough to do what the F.
But you're from the DMV. I think in that case, we're
I'm
little...
from the V in the DMV.
Exactly.
I'm going to say what the F.
We're
from
like,
the right place. It's what the F and Heasy. I think it's pretty creative.
All welcome. Right. All right. You send me a link because everything you just said made my brain hurt. And really, all I can think about is going home to leftover Halloween candy and the very last level of Super Paper Mario, which I'm just putting it out there. Those Paper Mario
oh my God.
Games.
Look to the. Oh, there's like a crack obsession going on. Sorry.
Don't ever derail the radio show for a visual joke that won't translate.
But I couldn't say it because it would be rude.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm just looking at the clock. Already 13 minutes in.
Yeah.
Mario and Count Bleck or whatever his name is, we got a date at like 5:30, maybe 6 p.m.
John, you got to stop rushing home to do terrible things to your body and your PlayStation.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get beer and wings.
It's a Wii.
Sorry.
What? Beer and wings?
I thought that's our new ritual, isn't it? Did I just make that up?
We do kind of go out after the show.
I thought that was going to be like an accidental kind of happens sometimes, though. Okay,
no.
I'm going to go, but I'm going to fake getting a business call.
Well, actually.
And then I'll just leave a 20.
I didn't know if I could, if like we were definitely doing that, but I have a friend flying in.
Oh, did you need to get going?
No, after the show.
That's my girl. That's my girl. She knows she's got a 20. She knows Andrew Jackson's got a date with her palm because she said that. There's no friend, Howard. She just lied real quick like.
No, I didn't.
There's no friend. It's okay. That is initiative, Arena. That is you seeing what had to be done for me, and you did it. I'm not going to forget it. Do you want the money right now?
All right. Give
John,
me the money.
I think you're misreading.
You can buy me. I'm
what
a
she meant when she said there, she's picking up a friend from the airport.
Oh, are you getting donged out?
No, it's just a friend. No, we don't. No.
Has he ever?
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Now we don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And when was that established? By the way, let's get the plug reel done because now we have something to talk about. It only took 14 minutes of circling the fun hole, but finally it's lubed. Finally something's happening. That over there is Arena. If you want her, she's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. See, that's easy. It's three words in English, Howard. They go together. They haven't changed every week.
It's catchy.
Yeah, I like it. Girl knows sports. You don't really talk much sports on that Twitter account, do you?
What am I wearing today, though?
Like a Vikings jersey.
You are a dummy.
That's awesome.
This is LSU purple and gold. I might have to come over there.
Can you please name the last player to wear that number?
Jefferson.
You know what he's doing right now?
Oh,
whatever.
Whatever. You're talking of Southern black football team, and you said Jefferson. Hey, Howard, ask me who number six was. Washington.
No, like, this guy's been in the news recently.
80% odds of success.
Homeboy's been in the news.
Why? What did Jefferson do?
He got cut from the CFL, and then he got his bond revoked. So he's back in jail.
That's just racist.
Yeah, Howard. Why would you go there?
Yeah, really. Even I would have said Washington, but not the
She's
jail
wearing
part.
His jersey.
And the bomb.
Whatever.
She's
wearing... This is LSU. I couldn't go grab another one real quick.
She's just showing solidarity with her boy who's just like sitting in a jail cell.
I was going to draw like a Nelly style mark under my eye.
Really?
But I have a friend.
I was going to do the little teardrop Booyah Clan style. But,
Did you murder someone?
Yeah, you're too pussy to do something like that.
No, I don't know about that. I just mean that's what that
I
means.
I wouldn't even do
obviously.
It in permanent marker. That's
why would you?
If,
Howard,
if someone with a little soul
recently,
walked by, I'd just wipe it off real fast. Who you got flying in? Who you got flying in? This is a messy one. This is a messy one, but it's okay. We're going to get a stride going.
So
it's going to start with this girl right now, opening up. This is why she's on the show, by the way. She shares. Not pressuring you. Just
when
saying, if you botch
Diego,
this, another picture of King Cat's coming.
I'm trying to, like, share. Let's do this.
Okay.
So when I was, like, in San Diego back in April, I met him. And we
Who
hung
is
out.
Him? Who is he?
We don't need to name people.
I don't need a name. I just want details.
He's just a friend.
Gender,
We're
body size. He, okay.
He's attractive. He looks like Clark Kent, kind of.
Really? Brandon Roth? Clark Kent or a young Christopher Reeves?
Like a young Christopher Reeves, but with less bony face. Like he's got like definition.
Christopher Reeve, like.
He's classically handsome. And when he puts on his uniform.
Wait a minute. Are we saying Christopher Reeve wasn't handsome? Because.
She's alleging is that this person she's meeting is more handsome.
Yes.
Better looking than a young... I'll give you
I
better looking
Reeves
than at the
was...
end, Christopher Reeves.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Like,
sometimes
Mike Myers
like a,
in his Dr. Evil makeup looked better than at the end, Christopher Reeves. But, like, Superman Christopher Reeves, they picked him because, like, minus the hair color, he was like Hitler's dream incarnate. That was a beautiful man. Like, he's so good looking, it makes me straighter that I recognize Christopher Reeves was a beautiful man. It was Christopher Reeves, right? Like, I'm not just doing the black thing.
I can't
add
remember.
An S to
no,
the
I thought it was
of...
Reeve.
Is it Reeve?
I thought it's Reeve.
I think it's Reeves.
Look it up, one of you. You got the iPad.
You guys have the Google machines. I'm here in the 20th century.
All right, so she's banging a guy. And how tall is he? Because Christopher Reeve or Reeves.
I think he's like 6'2".
Wow.
Do you have a minimum height requirement? Like, you must be this tall to ride Irina?
To get on this ride right here.
Really?
Oh, whoops. I keep forgetting we're
What
live.
Is it? What is it? I hope it's not as annoying as Veronica's.
Like 6 foot.
Really? Okay.
Six.
Like, maybe 5'10", and if he's, like, really handsome.
What's Veronica's?
That's big of you. Veronica's, like, 6'2" or some crap like that.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
Veronica's is insane.
She's straight out of an Amy Winehouse song.
She can pull that if she gets implants. You know what I mean? Like... Come on. Be real. Back to Christopher Reeve / Reeves. What is it?
It's Reeve.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
The lawyer's always right.
Damn, I sounded
That's more right. the trivia quiz bowl champion who came out and remembered that from his days of being on It's Academic.
All right.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I remember seeing you on my TV
Whatever.
And going, man, I wish cartoons were on right now.
There's a half Asian on every episode. Like, it could have been any of us.
It was just this horrible local quiz game with high school kids.
It's still on. I watched it this morning.
It just, to me, it always signaled what Arena
host
said.
Still hosting?
Mac McGarity.
I think he dead. I think he
I
think
he
dead.
Dead.
I think
he dead. He died. All right, Tony Montana.
I think he dead.
Tony, where's your father? He dead.
They got some lady now.
Oh, God, it's Hillary that I used to work with at TOP.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to make a comment about,
she's
like...
She's married to a Jewish man.
What
See,
I fancy.
It's all full circle here.
Yeah.
She probably is Jewish.
Were you saying she's a fetching woman?
Yeah, no. I would put her on a scale of 1 to 0, 1. So...
1 to 0, just the binary scale
yeah.
of would I or would
yes
I?
Yes or no.
Which is the only real scale on Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything beyond that is very nerdy. It's just like, would you or wouldn't you? Come on.
The scale to 10 matters, and this is why. Last night, found myself at a bar hanging out with some people when I realized, and this is something I learned in law school. Anytime you're in a place where there's a bunch
you know
of
what?
Sixes.
She's screwing me up by standing. Irene, I didn't want to say this. She's been standing this whole time because her back is screwed up and not from getting banged out by Superman in his prime either. She just said like her pelvis
Nobody's
is realigning itself.
Me.
But I think it's like this weird dominance thing where it's like she's standing and I'm not. So
I
you
thought
know
about
what?
That too.
This is making me so mad because like now
what?
I have to stand.
No,
I really
you
don't want to
relax.
Stand.
You,
no, this is
don't
unsettling.
Bow to peer pressure. But she and I just have to get this battle of wills out of here.
Oh, it's on.
Okay. I'm just going to piss on your leg right now.
I'm going to
roll with it.
I just
nothing against you. Just got to put some scent out there.
I can't look at you guys.
Okay.
Look away.
All right. So, Howard, you were doing
at
quiz
a bar
talk.
Hanging out with a few girls that I'd met, and I realized like one of their friends said something to me that suggested we have a group of sixes acting like they're nines.
That is the story of Northern Virginia.
That's when you have to leave. Anytime you're in a room, and I learned this from law school, like it was just not a lot of attractive women in law school. The ones who are actually decent act like they're goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
No, it's almost like the title of a children's book, The Five Who Thought She Was an Eight.
It really, jeez, we need to write that.
I know.
It's you need to know, like, I gotta go.
They just released
this
the first.
This is not worth it.
The first We're Mixed book for kids. Why not?
We're mixed?
Yeah, teach them young.
You mean like racially mixed?
Well, like for that, for like kids that are mixed, it's like a self-esteem thing. But
yeah.
For
weird.
You're a five, not an eight.
Wait,
they'll
how
just teach them young.
Why is that coming out just now when Sally Had Two Mommies has been out for decades?
Yeah.
Like, why did it take so long?
I did kind of think about that when I read about it.
Shows you which the South would prefer.
That was at like CBS in a Time magazine.
Sally got two white moms. No problem, man. All right, Arena, back to you not screwing a guy who's better looking than a young Superman and other lies you're telling
I
us.
I can show you a picture if you want. Why don't I just do that?
I will. Now, Howard,
yeah.
You and I, dollar bet right now. One side of the coin is they're going to screw.
No.
And the
She's
other side of the coin.
Now.
Well, no, we can just presume.
Oh, I'll
based
tell
on
you.
Evidence.
For show's sake, I'll tell you.
All right, good.
One side of the coin. They're going to screw, and she's just full of false bravado. Other side
Dude.
Of the coin, he's not that good looking. Which are you playing with? Before you show the picture,
I don't think
dollar
I like those
bet
two choices.
It's either dollar bet or it's gambling deer hunter style. The red bandana screams a Diddy Mao.
I mean, to me, like I think how he looks is going to be irrelevant because the only way they get down is if they both been drinking, which renders looks irrelevant.
Oh, Arena
no,
drinking.
No, no. Well, yeah, of course I drink and have a good time when I drink, but
she's so getting donged.
I kind of liked him for a while, and then I was like, this isn't going to work. He lives really far away, but we still want to stay friends. Like, I have a really good time every time we hang out, and him and I talked about that.
Just you have to reach that critical mass of fun times where it's just like, and let's just have sex now.
No.
Whether or not that actually happens, I'm going to say low
probability.
I have
a rotated pelvis. I'm not banging anyone. Yeah.
That's a
get
zero,
banged back
actually.
In shape.
I thought about that actually on the way here.
I'm gonna go with he isn't as good looking because I just want to be a dick on air.
Oh, he's not better looking than
he's
Christopher.
He's no Christopher
Reeve. I should just
Reeve.
Go with that. I'm not gonna bet you on that because I agree.
Too late. I already played the other side. That's what you get for lack of.
This is weird.
Nothing weird about
it. I don't
it.
Like the way that you gamble.
Just what? Just a dollar bill being crinkled, wild things getting thrown around, me changing the rules at the last second so I always win. What don't you like?
This isn't China. Like you can't do that.
All right, Arena. Open your spank bank file and get me a picture
have a
of him.
Spank bank file.
Sure you do.
Sure you don't.
We all do. We all have that go-to directory.
Yeah.
Mine might be 14 gigs at this point. Who's counting?
The coolest part about being single again, I just got to like throw one of those up as my wallpaper on my computer now.
What, just some tail?
Yeah.
What are you a freshman in college? I love porn. Even I don't do
I haven't
that.
Been single in like 5 years. Cut me some slack.
I've been single for a long time. I've never had the need to just turn on the monitor and not even do any clicking and just pleasure myself to the desktop.
I don't know. That's not a really good picture.
It's oh, sounds like John's gonna win.
Well, it's just fuzzy.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna clean this up right now. Not a bad looking guy in the least. If you ever tell me that looks better than Superman again, I will smack you hard. I'll use my power called Five Across the Eyes.
He's handsome though, right?
Not a bad looking guy.
I realize like
in a big manly dominant way too, not like a nerdy little hipster thing. That's a guy who could chop some wood.
Now kill I might a bear. Do him.
Exactly.
I realize this might be your show, but I'll side with Irene on this. Arguably the man could be more attractive to people than Christopher Reeve.
No. No. I know what's attractive in a man.
I know what you like in a man, and it's Superman. You want Superman.
Yeah.
That's your vision.
I think if John was gay, he would like a large black man to cuddle him.
I don't see that. I do. See that.
I think
but if
like
I were gay, like I don't I wouldn't
it.
Want to I guess there's like two different gay scenarios, John the catcher and John the pitcher.
I think no matter what, you're a bear.
Yeah, yeah.
You would definitely be.
So
no,
what does that pair me
otter.
With? Little No, I thought the otters were the skinny hair balls.
They're less hairy.
Like some Iranian club kid would be an otter. And I would just be a bear. Yeah. But what does the bear bag? Do I get the little twinks or no?
You get whatever you like.
Oh, really? They just have to be into bears?
Yeah.
So it's not like bear on bear, because I wouldn't want another bear.
I love that I'm the show authority on like the gays.
I'm going by segments heard on other shows. I know very little about gay culture, other than the penis goes in the butt.
Do you have any bear friends? I don't.
Yeah, I think so. I have all sorts of. I have otter friends, bear friends, twink friends,
drag friends.
They're the most fun. You guys have to go to, what is it called? Gay Pride. It is the most fun, and you will probably get laid.
Would it be a hoot and a holler?
You'll probably get laid.
By what?
Hot chicks that are wearing next to nothing.
There are always... I learned early on, like, when you hang out with gay
guys... Drinking a lot.
Drinking. And
no,
they bring their female
friends. No good comes from what you've just said. You hang with gay guys and you drink. You know what happens?
With
you
their
wake
female
up to,
friends.
Surprise!
Hasn't happened to me yet. The only surprise is brunch.
You're not a dude.
No, I'm telling you, man, like, if you go to a party where gay guys have their female friends around, like, at some point, one of the women is going to mount a gay friend, and they will panto hump in front of everyone. And you know what you do at that point? You introduce yourself to that girl, because she's basically advertising she's ready to go if there's any straight men in the house.
I feel like Howard's only fantasized this.
Yeah.
Like, he imagines that's what it would be like.
I think they like to fool around with gay dudes because women in their heart of hearts...
Gay guys don't hang... fool around with their hags.
Well, they do, like, in a play way. They don't, you know, it's not like, oh, joke BJ or something. Like, it'll be like, oh, I'm gonna grab your boobs. Isn't this silly? They do that.
They're, yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, there's nothing cool about that.
Actually, my friends don't do that.
But I'm saying I think you've got two categories of the hag. You've got the haggy hag.
and she's
around just because a lot of other dudes don't want to log time with her. And for some reason, I don't know I don't know why the gay guys are very sweet like that and just take that like little broken bird.
And
under their wing.
And they'll make her hotter.
Yeah, and they'll just be very nice to her. It's like they're so critical of themselves, and it's like, oh my God, I have 1 pound on top of my abs. I've gained 6 ounces. Right. I'm such a beluga. And yet they'll have this like 300-pound chick friend, and it's like, you are fantastic, girl.
You're
and it's
beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. It blows my mind. And then I think you have the pretty girls that hang out with dudes because they just want to be around a man who's not trying to hump them, honestly.
That's not true, actually. My mom was always like friends with gay dudes. So.
Russian gays?
No, it was guys. Here.
Old country gays?
She worked for like a project and there was just like a,
look,
a large...
they love the cock. I do not hate them.
But yeah,
let them frolic. They are fantastic dancers.
I'll take you dancing when your husband does it.
One day you will take up the gay blade, Irina, and be their friend as well.
You will befriend the gays. Be their queen. God. Queen of the queen.
Wow, so you're fresh off the boat. Russian mom was also a fruit fly?
Is that what that's called? I guess. I don't know. I love my men. I think it's because a lot of my gay friends ended up hanging out with a lot of gay friends that had similar personalities, so we all kind of clicked well.
I mean, I got other like tight chick friends, and most of the dudes they know are gay. It's just fascinating to me.
Maybe my gay friends are a little more. I don't have a lot of female friends.
Again, like I've got work acquaintances that like the poll, and there's dudes on Twitter that listen to the show and they like the dong and they'll say what's up. But like, I don't have gay friends.
Shout out to our gays.
Yeah.
There are a lot of gay people who are lawyers now. That whole civil rights thing is big to them.
I gotcha. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's why our country is actually starting to make some good changes. Yeah. Well, let me shut up.
All right. We're going to go back because we've done nothing with the prep. But how long, this guy you met in San Diego in April.
Yeah, we've hung out
since then. Look at
me
retain.
You're good. You're like Bob Walters.
Okay. So you met him in San Diego in April. He does what that he was in San Diego? He lives out there?
No, he is a commercial airline pilot.
Okay. He's a pilot, so he's one of the straight guys in the air. Yeah. The only straight man.
I met straight steward guy.
You just met confused otters.
He gave me free drinks the whole flight. Me and my two friends that were guys. My two friends
that
were guys.
Did he have to, like, just, he was on top of you and he just stared at his limp wrist and he was like, you can do this.
We were nice to them. We were nice to them and, like, Jesus. They gave us a bunch of drinks and then I gave him give him my card and he's like, you guys were the coolest people on the plane, so
cool.
Don't worry about
it. That's a gay man's answer. Continue.
He was not gay.
Okay.
He would probably whoop your ass. But wow. For saying that.
Would he take off his pumps and do that to me? All right. So you meet. He's a pilot. You guys do your thing.
No, we didn't hook up that night.
And you waited a whole day.
We were going to go to the beach the next day, and he...
You're like me around a birthday cake. It's like, hey, John, did you eat the birthday cake? It's like, no, I waited a whole 46 hours. Did you eat it after that? Yes, I did.
So we were going to go to the beach the next day, and then we both kind of were, like, chickened out. And so the next time we hung out was, like, probably a few weeks after that. I took him to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert.
You were still in San Diego?
No, we both flew home at that point.
Okay. So, and home is here for both of you?
He lives in the northwest, the Midwest, northwest area.
So anywhere from Chicago to Portland?
Sure.
Okay. You've narrowed it down. Thank you.
In that area.
All right. So long story short, you guys had enough an attraction that you're screwing.
Well, we did finally hook up.
Or was it the magic of Freebird that lubed the pipes?
I was the jerk in the back screaming the whole time, play Freebird, because I didn't know any of their songs.
You make it so bad for everyone else. You're like when I saw Blue Oyster Cult at the county fair,
I like that,
which I really did, by the way. Like, this is
Fairfax
a joking.
Fair.
Fairfax Fair. Back in like 2007.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was
awesome.
After the Will Ferrell cowbell sketch. And pretty much between every song, someone at least is screaming, gotta have more cowbell. And then...
Cowbell was way older than that, I think.
It never gets old.
Yeah, it was like
apparently
3 years older than that. This story wouldn't make sense if cowbell was 4 months ago.
Okay.
And Blue Oyster Cult was playing like in a time wormhole back in 2008, and they somehow knew about the cowbell sketch. But if cowbell's 2004 and Blue Oyster Cult's in 2007, this chronology works so far. So
I gotta ask you one more question.
Okay.
Does Blue Oyster Cult use a lot of cowbell?
Not especially.
But they
it's just
some.
The one song, right?
Really, to my knowledge, yeah. And I used to love the Cult when I was a kid. No kidding, man. I used to jam to their stuff.
They're good.
You know three songs, so shut up.
Probably do. And whatever plays on my Pandora.
Exactly. So the end rolls around, and I'll give it up to Blue Oyster Cult. They're very good sports about it. They're like, all right, you know what time it is. And everyone's like, yeah! Cowbell!
Yeah!
And they, I swear, if it was under 30 people, Arena is going to not have sex this weekend. I think that's how that works. Because everyone's busting it out and just bah, 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 bah. Everyone's smashing these cowbells above their head. I'm like,
oh,
is
that's
this
ridiculous?
It was, I don't like to say surreal. It was surreal, man. Like a bunch of kids who don't know Blue Oyster Cult for any reason other than the cowbell sketch.
That's amazing.
Bought and brought cowbells and we're banging them out. And I was just like, wow.
I guess they can't complain, can they? Because that
didn't
rejuvenate them slightly.
No, exactly. That got them an extra 6 funnel cakes in their rider. That sketch right there.
Yeah, Fairfax Fair represent.
They were at the fair. there were cowbells available, apparently.
Exactly. Free all-day passes. So, they should just sell Blue Oyster Cult brand cowbells, like, for $20 a pop.
That's a scene straight out of Spinal Tap.
So weird, man. So weird. Arena, why do you think you're not going to have sex? Like,
I already told you that part. Did you want to know more about us hanging out and why we did hook up?
You hooked up because you guys got along and you're sexually attracted. I understand how that part works.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing I feel when I have sex with someone.
It's also due to Leonard Skinner. And then after that, he went with me as my date to my cousin's wedding. So both times we got trashed. Russian weddings, you're going to get trashed.
I like how you said that, as if there's an ethnicity out there known for its dryness. short of saying a Quaker wedding, every wedding people are going to drink a lot.
What about Southern Baptist?
Don't they drink Shine or something?
Got you there.
Somebody's going to have it
in the parking
lot. Don't
they drink, like, Mountain Dew and then just literally defecate in their pants? They're so blistered.
Just you keep the moonshine in the parking
lot
at a dry wedding.
Pappy's Secret still at some point makes an appearance. Yeah. You're going to have sex. Just own it.
I'm not planning on it.
I'm going to say not. I'm putting my money on not. Let's do a real dollar bet because I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
Do you want to just give me the dollar and I'll hold it? And
no.
Then... All right.
You need to eat a bag. That's what you need to do.
I'll do a dollar bet.
All right.
You want to make it interesting? $5?
No.
Let me hold it.
No, because then you'll just pocket it. Trickster Jew. I know what you're up to. Okay. So they're going to have sex. Like, just simple. I know you're going to take the contrary because you want to listen to a person's, like, words and not their intonation.
Did you not hear her describe her, like, pelvic thing? That's weird. That sounds painful.
They'll do something sexual. Painful. I mean, is the term of the bet like actual penetration, or can I get points for a handy?
It's not just that. It's like we are just friends now.
Have you seen each other since deciding you're just friends?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
We did.
Did sex occur?
No.
Bam.
And even
you're out.
He like took me out for my birthday and we had a really good time as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't hook up. Maybe we made out a little, but that was like the last time we were kind of like, let's stop pretending like
what dish did you choose off the Friday's 2 for $20 menu?
I think we actually went to some midnight happy hour at a shady bar. No, it was pretty late and we went to my friend's art show before. And then after the art show, we went out like in their city.
Okay.
And, I don't remember. I think we just went out and got a bunch of drinks.
I'm just really blown away you didn't have sex with someone who's attractive.
On my birthday.
Yeah, it was weird. Damn, well, why didn't I let you talk more?
I thought about it, but then I just wanted to party more because it was like the end of my awesome trip that I was on.
And I was going to win that dollar.
We have a really good time just being stupid and like doing ridiculous things that we're not really focused on like boning each other.
Howard, this sounds so fishy. Does it not? Like, they sound like they're a good couple. Like, you can actually tolerate each other.
But we live in totally different places, so we're not going to, like, try to pretend like it's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing where you do hook up when you are together.
Dude.
No.
I dog sat for my ex for a week while the hurricane was ongoing and she was out of town. Like, I can believe this.
That's your ex. Your ex is like a I've got exes too, man. And especially
this
the
just,
fresh ones,
isn't this
I wouldn't
a light
go
one? Yeah,
near.
It's just like a light ex kind of, like we're still friends. We were friends with benefits, now we're just friends.
But we weren't ever like together, so it's not an
exactly.
Ex.
This just sounds like why wouldn't they just hang out if they were
that's
never
what I'm
that
saying.
Serious?
If it's been lighthearted the whole time, I've never had any reason to stop screwing. Like as long as someone the only people
oh, well,
I stop screwing.
Kind of like we kind of caught feelings for a minute, and I think
caught feelings. Did you, Luda? Come on, we're
I'm
not.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. We're not the Source
oh,
Awards next
now.
Door.
See that?
My
makes
dad
sense.
Put on this hoodie today, and he puts on the thing, the hood, and he's like,
"I'm going to rob you." Get the joke.
Then he shot me. It was hilarious.
Woo.
That reminded me of something bad.
Go on. Here's a real. Fast pop quiz on if Arena's dad is racist or not. Arena, what's the Russian word for black?
I don't know.
Damn. Wow. I guess like the mom's cool with the gays and the dad.
I know the Yiddish one.
Yeah. All right,
but
I went one for
my
two.
My dad.
Really?
That's Hebrew school.
Your grandpa?
Hebrew school.
I know it too, actually. Oh, I'm not trying to be funny.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of the
Schwarze.
The one for a Oh, yeah. That
You're
is
thinking
it.
Schicksal.
Yeah, I was thinking of Schicksal.
No, Schwarze. God, I'm better at Jewishness than you.
Stop saying it.
Why?
Because it's not. Whatever. Go on.
It just says German for black.
Oh, I thought. What's Schicksal?
Schicksal just is
non-Jewish. The other one. I just don't like that word.
Really?
Whatever. I'll shut up.
Okay, Bob Ross. Go paint a tree.
Homo.
I already did. You can't see it because I hit it so well in the corner.
Stop.
It's behind a bush.
There's literally, that was just wasted words. There wasn't a laugh at the bottom of that.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
No, I don't.
Bob Ross is always like, we're going to paint this little bush right behind this tree. Nobody will know it's there.
Really?
But you never watched Bob Ross when
no.
you were a kid?
No.
Trying to self-soothe after school, after a day of bullying?
I'd self-soothe touching my genitals and watching the real Ghostbusters. I mean.
Hey, did you guys see that there's a mashup now of a... Gangnam Style with Ghostbusters?
No.
I hope the people in the studio next to us break out in Gangnam Style because this girl keeps looking at me.
She's just beholding your beauty, jealous bitch. Getting back to the romantic stuff, though.
She's stealing my scarf look.
Go
on.
I will fool around with anyone where it's been kept casual, even if we're flirty and we do get along, but it hasn't gotten serious. Really, the only people where, like, and I'll bang an ex that I really... probably didn't have the best of breakups with, or, you know, not like a flaming bag of crap breakup, but just like you were hurt at the time.
Right.
But enough time's gone past. I would screw them too. Like the only people I really wouldn't hook up with, and that's why this is so weird to me what Arena's saying, is like a recent ex. What you're going through, like someone I was with for a while and then it ended not in the best way, like I wouldn't touch them because I'm just like full of hate. Like, my Jersey ex, I probably shouldn't say this on the air.
Oh, that's terrible. You probably shouldn't.
No, but I'm going to. I have a lot of friends in New Jersey, in North Jersey and South Jersey, Philadelphia area. Pretty much, she's down in Philly / South Jersey. I was calling them all during the hurricane. And ostensibly, it was so I could check in on them. I was like, hey... what's life like there? How are things going? And they said everything was not too bad. I'm not going to lie to you, Howard. It's not the answer I was looking for. I wanted to hear that South Jersey had been wiped off the map.
Oh, my God.
I pretty much was this close to getting on my knees and praying to Poseidon.
Wow.
That my bitch of an ex... would get hauled off into the inky depths by he and his army of mermen and the seahorse cavalry.
And through the filth of Atlantic City, where she would get AIDS.
Exactly. Exactly. Drinking in that flooded potty water that was all over the place. But no, apparently the worst my bitch whore ex is enduring is like some flooding or something like that. She probably didn't lose power. She probably didn't have to resort to eating the cat I got her. To stay alive, nothing good.
You got her a cat?
Yeah.
You mentioned so many things about her. You never mentioned that you got her a cat.
Got her a kitten.
He mentioned it to me. I think, when did that happen? I think you brought it up briefly when it happened, and that was about it. You were not around when...
You weren't part of the crew.
Oh.
It was one of those things where...
And you never will be!
It was pre-I?
Pre-you, yeah. This was... I don't even think you're around for the relationship period, were you?
I don't think I was.
Yeah.
I remember texting with you and like trying to hang out with you like on the weekend or something. Mm-hmm.
And me saying, hold on, I'm trying to cause a hurricane to drown my whore ex.
This was before.
Oh, God.
And I was like, before slip. I was on the show. Yeah.
Howard, would I be legally responsible
you
if
were
I,
heading to Jersey? That was
if I were the reason, story. Yeah, Sandy touched down. If maybe I created Sandy. No. Yeah,
your hate made it happen.
I wish it were stronger because maybe it could have gotten something done instead of the people that I liked who live in like North Jersey had a hell of a time and my friends in South Jersey. Yeah, I guess I'm happy they didn't have it bad.
I really hope everyone's okay that went through that and everybody in New York, but I can't believe, well, I guess it's right on the beach, but I can't believe that like Jersey Shore got like so much of it because like when Katrina hit New Orleans, like Bourbon Street was untouched. It's like nothing could cleanse that place. There wasn't even flooding there.
The smell of urine was strong. Howard, what's up? You looked like you're about to say something.
No, I'm not.
Like you're about to freestyle, but you're buying time to come off the lyrics. You're like,
I had this awful burp that I just muzzled.
I'm really glad I was able to highlight that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a lot. And Howard, I know you want to do some musical plugs. We're actually probably going to stick those for the second episode, but then I'll do the second episode as the one on Monday because that'll be all the downloads.
Okay. Cool.
This one's a little clunky. We're shaking off a little bit of rust. So this can be the piece of crap that I give them all Thursday.
We've been scared.
This one is a bit timeless is the way I would look at it. Like, it's not going to be dated because of the way that we've gone about our business on this episode.
We've literally just talked about Hurricane Sandy touching down. It's about as opposite of an evergreen as it can get.
I'm just saying, like, that's the way we've gone
I'm
about
talking about a recent ex in South Jersey. Go on.
I'm just saying, like, the way that we've gone about talking about the hurricane, it'll be a pleasant memory for people by the time you post it on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Back in the day.
That's true.
I actually had a bunch of hurricane shtick worked out, but we've got 9 minutes or so. I don't know if we can touch on it. Let's do it. We can do real fast hurricane experiences because everyone's seeing the crap that happened on, like, New York and the North Jersey area. They don't know that we got a very driving rain that shut off my video game literally seconds after I saved it.
Oh, I bet.
Something really bad could have happened.
You were without power there for a minute, right?
Yeah, I was actually one of the only people I know inconvenienced slightly, and I was out of power for 2 hours.
Okay.
Which turned to me just driving around my neighborhood, smoking, and listening to XM.
The sky was extraordinarily weird that night, though.
You would never make it.
Make it what?
In a disaster situation.
In like a I Am Legend scenario, a day after tomorrow
scenario?
None of us
would make it
through
that, but I mean like...
I would. I'd be the vampire king. You didn't say make it how. Get more specific.
We all had to deal with the derecho. Like, that was a massive inconvenience this summer. Like, it was the hottest days of summer, and I didn't have power for 5 days. Let me tell you how awesome
that one was. Bad. I was out an entire day.
I'm sorry, my South American friend. I don't speak Spanish. What does that mean?
Derecho. It's the that big big story.
I thought you said like the derecho, like the Truman Show. I was like,
to
what
the
was
right,
the derecho?
Right.
What's a derecho?
It's the derecho was the name of that powerful, like, fierce storm that came through in the summer that knocked out power.
I remember
derecho
that.
Derecho is the term for it. It was first like discovered or coined by like meteorologists from Latin America. So
I called it that night. I had to sleep on the floor because my ex was over and we couldn't stay
stinks.
Cool. And I woke up feeling like pelvis over here does now.
Look at Barely Latin America. They're not just growing fabulous butts down there.
They have
science.
Crazy weather down there. That's why their climatologists see things that we don't even know.
Is the derecho when we had a whole bunch of lightning?
It was literally the most powerful wind you've seen for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it stopped.
It stopped.
And your power, you're just like, well, it was really brief. Like, what could have happened? It's like sex with me. You're like, oh, it was 7 minutes, you know, what's the worst? And then you get out of bed, and it's just like your knees are gone, your hips busted, and you're 4 months pregnant. And I'm just like, yeah, damage.
But yeah, that storm was insanely more powerful than what we just went through with Sandy. Like, we just didn't get that kind of wind. Like, I think gusts here were no, like, they stayed below 70 from what I saw.
Dude, you know my mom well. You know what I had to deal with just because she's my mom and she's nuts and my dad's dead, so preparing for storms is all that makes her wet now. Like, that's
gross.
It.
We got to go to the grocery store
and
get all the
QVC.
Water. Yeah.
I was sent on a mission. My shopping list was as follows. 2 packs of D batteries. Let's not specify how many D batteries are in these packs, by the way. Just grab whatever pack. You know, it's fine.
It's going to be crazy at the store. Just get whatever you can.
I wanted to find like an 82 battery tub. Just send her to the poorhouse.
Costco has like buckets of emergency food.
I would have been like, here, enjoy your batteries for doomsday. You can power the house on batteries with all this, you
That's
unspecific
crazy.
Dummy. So got that. I was told to buy 3 flashlights. I lied and said I only found one. You hear that, Mom? It was a lie. They had tons of flashlights. You were the only dunce buying them. And I had to buy a water, yes, even though we have roughly 16 flashlights in the house and we have a couple cartons of water. We prepared in style.
Very nice. Yes. Cartons of water. Oh, the
like the pallet, almost, if you will. 35 of those little plastic bottles that kill the dolphins or whatever it is they do.
Dolphins are rapists.
They are rapists.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a culture of rape amongst the dolphins. They form gangs. And then
like, is it a dominance thing or a sex thing?
Like, let's say you go to the Bahamas.
Like, do you rape another boy dolphin as a prank? Or do you bang like the hot, hot dolphin who's got the big dolphin tits?
I thought you can't bag.
I thought they form gangs that like protect like their stable of like females, and then like you have to fight other gangs of dolphins for their females.
Really?
I thought that's like one of the studies that's out there.
But they hump people now. They're doing it.
What if there's like dolphin prostitutes, and you just have to pay them in clamshells? Do you think there's like they're smart enough for a dolphin economy? We have a caller. No. Oh, it could be my mom. Hold on. Oh, it is. Son of a.
She's like, I knew you lied.
Son of a bitch. You on, Maria?
Well, I applaud you. You stood in line. I know you have very little patience.
Yes, I'm an impulsive being.
And it does a world of good to know that we have, that we're prepared. Really, it's just one of my anxieties I can whittle down.
Yes, thanks to you and only your efforts, Will and I did not kill each other.
But thank you so much, dear son.
You're welcome, dearest mother.
All right.
She who birthed me.
Bye. Ms. Maria.
Bye.
Your mom is adorable.
Phone works again, by the way. Shouldn't have mentioned that on there.
I like how the bat light came on.
Oh, yeah. Shining in my face. You like that? Like John Rambo getting tortured in Nam.
Someone's coming through a wall at you.
Horrible. Just blinking in my face. And you can see it, what, reflected in the glasses? Was that it?
Oh. In the window here.
Oh, okay. Well, we got about...
Sumi no longer is.
3 minutes, something like that. I like leaving the squire, the squire, just like the artist. He's the squire.
The artiste.
I like giving him a couple of minutes so we can wrap this bitch up. There wasn't a lot to talk about, Sandy, really. For us, it was a power outage for me, not even these two.
I gotta give it up to the electricity companies.
Electric companies?
Those places.
Okay.
They responded. They were prepared this time. Unlike the storm of the summer, what they were saying is they just weren't aware in advance it was going to be that powerful over the summer, which is why for this they had to be on the ground.
I think now they know how bad damage can be and how guys need to be ready to go. Like,
no, with hurricanes, it's obvious, like days in advance, like, hey, we need to send people. Whereas like that storm over the summer, there was no indication at all.
Howard, are you going to tell your
what kids was the name of it again?
The storm of the summer?
That was way more damaging. I was mad. I didn't have power for 5 days.
What
I'm
was
still
this?
Mad. I'm going to be an old man, like, complaining the way I sound right now.
The storm of the summer of 2012.
You were out getting banged in Portland, Chicago. You don't remember it. You weren't here, man.
When was it? What month?
July, early July.
It was early July.
Oh,
it
was wasn't here.
Right before the...
You want to know something really bad? That might be the last time I've... had sexual intercourse with a woman, if you catch my meaning.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Damn, yeah. That's not good. Oh, now I want to lie and say it was like 2 weeks ago, but it's too late.
Mine
it's
was
out
like
there on
in
the internet.
August sometime.
Your last storm or your last lay?
Whatever.
All right. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. First and foremost, you remember that damn show website. You go to theinpapasbasement.com, not an org or an EDU or anything like that. It's all about cash, baby. That's why it's a com. You go to inpapasbasement.com. First and foremost, you're going to have this show uploaded Thursday and another one on Monday. Every Monday, every Thursday, you get yourself a new episode. Bunch of my writings up there as well, as well as a link to my Twitter handle. That's at Papa's Basement and facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Howard, I heard that. There's also the iTunes subscription link and links to the Twitter accounts of these two. Over here, we've got Arena. She's at Girl Knows Sports. Say
yep.
something.
Yep, that's me.
All right. Howard.
Say my name.
What's your... I don't know what your Twitter handle is this week.
Nobody knows anymore.
What is it? Say
at
it.
What the F in Heezy.
What the F in Heezy.
That's H-E-E-Z-Y.
Yes.
Okay. That's why you got to go to impapasbasement.com, because you're never going to retain that.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to update the link to that name.
Recognize
probably
my catchphrase.
Do that. All right. But,
wait, that's your catchphrase now?
It's going to be. It better be. That's going to be the catchphrase, what you guys say when I say crazy things.
I love you becoming a rapper.
We are not a WB sitcom. It's that's never going to happen.
Is Tyler Perry producing?
That would be the diversity.
Exactly. It's not a Spike Lee joint. That, what the heezy will never be a catchphrase on my airwaves, sir. I guess that's it. We're going to go to the B studio. We're going to do another. So, bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but